If we want to see changes in our homes, churches, and nation, we must have an intentional eternal perspective. History bears witness to this reality. Purposeful praying with a biblical perspective brings powerful change. By the middle of the 19th century, despite its growing wealth and material success, the United States was divided over slavery and had forgotten God. In this context, Jeremiah Lanphier started a prayer group in Manhattan. Fewer than 10 people at first. The group grew little by little each week until in February of 1858, there were dozens of groups meeting, totaling several thousand men. More than 1 million people were saved in 1 year. By the turn of the century, with the country and the world again in need of revival, a global prayer movement began. Groups met from Chicago to Korea, from Melbourne to India. But it all began in Wales, among a few men with a burden for revival. That revival of 1904 spread to the whole world. What are we known for? What is your church's reputation in the community? Is it prayer? Hunger for revival? Unity? Clear biblical perspective? Unfortunately, most churches are known for busy schedules and empty pews. Perspective is key, not just when you have support, but also when things go south and turn negative. In 2003, we birthed a revival conference called Refresh. We've hosted more than 30 conferences in every region of this nation and have found a hunger for God among pastors and leaders who are weary in the battle. It's not the world that's beating them up. It's carnal people in the church. In the battle, we need to grab hold of the throne of grace and cry out to the Lord of our salvation. Quite honestly, it's hard to keep a positive outlook when people are sucking the life out of you. How are we to keep a godly perspective and stay purposeful when it seems the world is against us? One of the secrets to the victorious life is learning how to handle opposition, survive personal attacks, and manage disappointments. Dreams can be crushed, visions voted down, hope diminished. If you lose the perspective of your purpose, the mind becomes a battlefield where dark, dangerous thoughts rage. Paul knew how to handle critics, circumstances, and cynics. Though his outlook was bleak, his perspective was filled with hope. Paul didn't march into Rome as a successful evangelist and church planter. He was led there under Roman guard. It may not have happened the way he expected, but he got there. Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else, and that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. Some, to be sure, are preaching Christ even from envy and strife, but some also from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition rather than from pure motives, thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed. And in this I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope that I will not...